Tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to have you back again tonight. We're having computer problems here. Once again, our email and our fax, or not our fax, but our email and web is offline. It's a shame, but we live here in the outback up at the top of the Rocky Mountains, so sometimes those things happen, and it just gives us all kinds of problems. So we've been fortunate, though, to listen to our micro-broadcasting stations up here on the top of the rock here in the Rocky Mountains and catching up on the news. We will tell you that Colonel Bode Greitz is finally safe and secure down there in Florida, and it seems like, boy, he had all kinds of trouble getting there. That's the way the devil is, I guess, when you're trying to do something right and the devil doesn't want you to do it. So we're pleased to hear from him. He did his radio program from that area down in Florida, and I guess he's down there to make sure that the feeding tubes of this little gal are not removed to starve her to death. And we're sure sorry that so far we haven't been successful at getting that execution plan for tomorrow at 1 o'clock put off. But we're going to do it, folks. I truly believe we're going to make it happen. And so I hope that you will continue to work with us. I know you will, to be able to stop those who want to set up a case precedence to kill off disabled people around this nation and around the world, which, of course, Terry Schiavo's case will promote. So it's more than just Terry Schiavo, and even though she's our sister, and we're not going to let that happen to her, the enemies of God and liberty want to have it happen for that very reason, because it will set a precedence that they can start euthanasia on people that are disabled. And very much like Terry Schiavo, very much awake and alive, responsive, and they'll be able to put these people to death. So I hope that our police and soldiers are listening tonight, because we do have a lot of disabled vets out there that this will have a profound effect on. Be back in just a couple minutes, folks.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
USA, and we're going to our political meeting tonight, which is always exciting to be with people who are standing up like God told us to, standing up against the evildoers, standing up against the workers of iniquity, and trying to do something political to get Christians back in the institutions as we were supposed to be. But before we get started, I want to tell you happy St. Paddy's Day out there to all you Irish people. I'm an Irish cop, retired now, but it takes me back to Phoenix. Just let me digress just a minute and tell you that I had the honor, you might say, of meeting an Irish priest who is driving down a street in Phoenix one day as a cop, and I saw him weaving all over the place, saw him going over the speed limit, so I stopped him, didn't know he was an Irish priest, but I walked up to his car, and I smelled alcohol immediately on the priest's breath. And I saw an empty wine bottle on the floor of the car. And so not being able to deduce a situation here, or rather being able to deduce that there was a problem, I said, "Sir, have you been drinking?" And the priest looked up at me. His eyes were kind of blurry and red, and he says, "Just drinking water, sir, just drinking water." And, of course, I said to him, "Aha, yes, well, why do I smell wine?" And the priest looked down at the bottle and said, he looked back up to me and says, "Good holy Lord, he's done it again." Well, anyway, I was able to help him home. I enjoyed that. You know, we get all kinds of comments from people when we stop them as cops as to why they're doing the things they're doing, and I really enjoyed that one. That's the first time I heard that one. "Just water," he said to me. The holy Lord did it again. Okay, folks, let's get to the news now. Well, you know, I've got a lot of things that we could talk about tonight that are important. Everything from Russian weather modification that the West is allegedly worried about. Well, all the weather modification weaponry that the Russians have, we gave them, and they've been building it and using it to use it against their enemies at times, and I'm sure it's pretty much believed by our military people here in the United States that the U.S. government is using it, too, against its enemies to change weather patterns and cause weather disruption and so forth. And then we could talk about martial law, FEMA spending 12 times more for black ops operations now than disaster relief. But I think, first of all, I want to talk about Terry Schiavo. I think that's first on our minds right now. The hours are ticking away, folks. The hours are ticking away. We only have a few hours left, and her execution will begin again. In reality, we sure are concerned. We were happy to have Eleanor White yesterday get a hold of us and tell us that a nurse who was there during the first execution attempt against Terry Schiavo last year was horrible. I mean, it was horrible. The nurse that was there with her, Cheryl Ford, the RN, said that during the October 2003 tube removal where they tried to execute Terry, her husband did, they started off by taking off her clothes and putting on a wool sweaters and long pants. Then they wrapped her in a wool blanket to sweat her out, says the nurse, to make her dehydrate faster. Nurse Ford said she was horrified, especially because it was only October and it was very hot in Florida in October. Nurse Ford said, "This is not a painless or dignified way for a person to die." Ford said, "It's against the law to dehydrate and starve a person to death on death row. Why should we allow it to be done to a disabled woman or anybody? Death by denial of water is terrible enough, but these demons did all they could to make her as miserable as possible during her ordeal towards death." I mean to tell you, folks, I hope there is a hot, hot place in hell for this judge and this man who is an adulterer, husband of Terry Schiavo. It makes me so angry. I'm sure it does you, too. We need to pray the devil out of these people. And I believe in imprecatory prayer. I don't know if a lot of you know what that means. But basically what it means is, and it's been used successful by Dr. Everett Sullivan Ramsey, when he took Christians, when they were doing things at the courthouses that were destructive to God's people, evil, evil things the courts and the judges were doing, he took a group of Christians right here in America several times, and they marched around the courthouse praying that God would remove these terrorists, these evil despots who were destroying God's people through corruption and despotism, and that God would remove them any way he saw fit to remove them. And doggone, the judge went out and fell off his horse and broke his back and almost died, and another couple people in the courthouse had horrible accidents, and that's called, I believe it's called imprecatory prayer, where you pray not for their souls to be saved, which is fine to do, but that at a certain point, it doesn't say anywhere in the Holy Scriptures where we have to keep praying for people that are not Christians to act like they are. Sometimes, and David did this, you need to pray that God will remove these heathens in any way he sees fit from destroying the people of God. And that's the way I feel right now. Any of you want to pray that prayer, I think it's very appropriate right now, because tomorrow these evil, evil people are going to be attempting to murder Terry Schiavo again in a horrendous way, an absolutely horrendous way. Our police officers and soldiers have thought about this a lot, about the best way to die and the very worst ways to die, because we've dealt with death so much. And we believe that probably the worst ways to die would be roasting over a spit, where they just put you over a fire and slowly roast you to death. The other one would be stripping the skin off your bodies. I don't mean to make people upset here, but we're talking about serious matters here tonight. And probably the third would be dying of dehydration, of not having any water over a slow, long time. And what these people did to Terry Schiavo, who couldn't speak for herself, just months ago, October 2003, was something that nobody would allow you to do to a dog or cat, to put it to death. And certainly to an axe murderer or a mass murderer on death row, you would never use dehydration and starving to kill somebody like that, because the Constitution of the United States says that you can't use that kind of a death on a person because it violates their rights. And so, anyway, that's a pretty terrible situation. I imagine that her adulterous husband will be back in there tomorrow doing the same thing, dressing her up in all kinds of clothing to try to sweat her to death as fast as they can. And Terry Schiavo can feel, she can hear, she can see, she can move her head, her eyes. She responds to people. She's fully awake, fully alive, and they're going to torture her to death starting tomorrow, unless the Lord moves some people to make sure this doesn't happen. We're pleased to know that Colonel Bogreitz is down there now, and he's swearing that he's not going to let this happen. Hold on just a minute, folks. Oh, I'm sorry I had to cough. Didn't want to blow your ears out there. But anyway, let's hear from a dear lady who I'm going to have on my program either tomorrow or Monday or Tuesday. I've just contacted her her publicist. It is Kate Adamson. I don't know if you've heard of Kate Adamson, but Governor Bush has just requested that Kate Adamson today speak to members of the Florida Senate that's voting on this new bill to save Terry's life today. They voted on it, and we don't know how that vote turned out. But anyway, at Tallahassee, Florida, today, disability rights activist Kate Adamson has been asked to speak to the Florida Senate by Governor Jeb Bush to join in the fight to save Terry Schiavo's life. Adamson is a survivor of a double brainstem stroke. Once unable to stand or speak herself, she now stands for life. Once unable to speak, she now speaks for those who have no voice, like Terry Schiavo. Although Kate has been involved in this case for some time now and is close to the Schindler family, the mom and dad of Terry Schiavo, on Tuesday, the governor reached out to Kate asking if she would be willing to come to Florida and talk to the Florida Senate about what Terry is going to go through should she be sentenced to death by starvation on Friday. She's already been sentenced to death, but the execution doesn't start until tomorrow after 1. Kate hopes to put a human face on a story that has generated a media frenzy. Praise God, hallelujah, and we want to keep that media frenzy and that frenzy going down there in these government offices tomorrow as long as we can. Kate, due to a catastrophic brainstem stroke, was dependent on a feeding tube for all her nourishment and had her feeding tube turned off for over a week. I'll be back to talk about Kate Adamson and her part in trying to save Terry Schiavo when we return. Just a couple minutes, folks.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on the shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
He's invited Kate Adamson, a woman who suffered the pain of going through starvation and dehydration. She was to speak to the Florida Senate today, I believe she did, and she says that she was hurt. She was on a feeding tube, and she had her feeding tube removed for her nourishment, and the tube was turned off for over a week, which means that she didn't die of dehydration, which is amazing that she could go a week without having any liquids in her body. She, and like most others, can especially understand what Terry will be going through tomorrow. She says, I've suffered the pain and agony of starvation and the excruciating pain that goes along with it. And I'm here today as a living testimony to what I hope I can do and what prayer can accomplish. Life is either sacred or meaningless. There is no in-between. Adamson will be reaching out on the Florida Senate Thursday, March 17th. That was today. He said, I have a unique understanding of what Terry is feeling. I could feel everything that the doctors did to me, and I could do nothing. I was at the complete mercy of others, and they couldn't hear me. Folks, this is exactly what Terry will be going through. She can hear, she can see, she can feel, and they're going to try to execute her again. And so, praise the Lord that Kate Adamson went before the Senate today, and I can't imagine that the Senate would vote to have against that bill in the Florida House and Senate with Kate Adamson testifying today. But anyway, I called Kate Adamson, got a hold of her publicist, Wanda L. Sanchez, and she will might not be on with us tomorrow because she's traveling quite a bit, Wanda told me. But Monday, maybe Monday evening, she'll be on with us, or Tuesday, one or the other. But we're hoping, of course, it'll be over and Terry will be saved before 1 o'clock tomorrow. That's what we're certainly hoping and praying for. Let's see. I don't know if I think I did share with you this good letter from Anthony Salvatore. Yes, I think I did last night. But I want to share with you what Colonel Boak writes is doing there. At this time, he delivered his citizen's arrest notice. He's faxed it out. He's hand-carried it all over those state offices and those county offices, giving it to the sheriff. By the way, I'm going to share with you our sheriff's letter tonight. It's complete. It's been sent to the sheriff. I followed up with a phone call, and the lady answering the phone says, I have it right here in my hand, and I'll see to it the sheriff gets it. So he would be getting it tonight. Of course, the offices are closed now, but I called early enough, and she said, when he gets in, I'll give him this letter from our police association. The American Citizens and Lawmen Association sent him a four-page letter today explaining exactly how he can be the hero. He can do his duty as sheriff, and he can save Terry's life. That this has become an international incident, and the world is watching, and this is his time in the sun to stand up and protect this woman, because I told him that his decision of action or non-action tomorrow will have a long-lasting effect on him, as it did, as I explained in the letter, for the sheriff that stood by at Waco and allowed all those people to be murdered down there in Waco by the federal government, and up at Ruby Ridge, the sheriff who allowed the feds to come in and kill the son of Randy Weaver and the wife of Randy Weaver and shoot up the whole family except the girls. And I explained to him that he doesn't want that on his conscience, as these other men have had it on their conscience for not standing up and doing their duty. But anyway, let me share with you the citizen's arrest notice that we talked about last night. Bo and I used it successfully at Ruby Ridge to get us up to the cabin to be able to handle the negotiations for the Weaver family, to protect them from the lieutenant who wanted to kill the whole family. He was going to blow the doors. He had satchel charges on the doors and windows. He was going to blow the doors and the windows. And, of course, the people inside would have been the shrapnel from the wood, the plywood and the thin walls of that building and the glass would have killed, I'm sure, almost everybody in there, especially little Alicia, but the little baby that was nursing on her mama when they shot Vicki Weaver in the head, and probably Sarah and the other daughter, too. So let's go to Bo's citizen arrest warrant that he served down there. He says, I, James G. Bo Greitz, a private citizen, being an American by birth, in Oklahoma on 18 January 1939, possessing personal knowledge, reasonable cause that certain individuals and agencies in and around Pinellas Park, Florida, have committed or will soon commit specific felony violations of the U.S. Constitution and the Florida state laws. I'll be back in just a moment, folks, and we'll go through the rest of this very quickly.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking OxyMune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN, daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Colonel Bogreit said, like in the Vietnam War, Lieutenant Calley told his men to kill all these people in the community, and they went ahead and did it. Well, Colonel Bow agrees with the rest of us former soldiers that we would have handed our rifle to Lieutenant Calley and say, "You kill him, Lieutenant, we'll count him. We're not doing it," and walk on. And so we're asking you to call these numbers, the Woodside Hospice, and tell the nurses to revolt and not to obey this despicable crime of committing homicide against this woman that they all know is alive and doing her best to stay alive and responsive to everybody that comes into the room. That number for the Woodside Hospice is 727, area code 541-4199. Once again, 727 area code for that whole area down there, 541-4199. And that's Pinellas Park, Florida, the Woodside Hospice. Now, you can call the Vice President of Operations there, too, Scott Kessler. Scott Kessler is Vice President of Operations. He could stop this himself if he's got a backbone, if he's got a heart, if he's got honor. You can reach him at the same area code, 586-4432. Bo goes on to say Terry is paralyzed and in need of care by the Woodside staff, specifically the provision of nourishment and hydration at mealtimes through a feeding tube. The specific threat is the wrongful withholding of nourishment and hydration to Terry Schiavo beginning at 1 p.m. local time on 18 March 2005 with the specific purpose of her death through starvation and dehydration. As ordered by Circuit Court Judge George W. Greer. Here's his phone number, folks. You ought to pay him a little honor, honor the judge by calling him. And here's his number. George W. Greer ought to get a lot of phone calls from people. Tell him how much you honor him as a judge that goes around killing people that want to live and are very much alive. Anyway, area code same, 464-3933. Once again, area code 727-464-3933. In the probate division of the Circuit Court of Pinellas County, Florida, at 2:50 p.m. on February 25, 2005, he issued the execution orders that allowed the husband, Michael Schiavo, the adulterous husband, who's had two children by another woman over the last 10 years, that his wife, he's been trying to kill his wife. This is a felony conspiracy, Bo says, to cause the wrongful death of an innocent person. The conspiracy will become a homicide if carried through to its completion. With no exception, with the exception of a feeding tube at mealtime, Terry Schiavo is in no other form on life support systems of any kind. She is not in a coma. She opens her and moves her eyes. She is aware, recognizes, and reacts to people and other stimuli. She is paralyzed, but more than 17 physicians and medical specialists have signed affidavits believing her condition will improve with proper therapy. And I will add that her husband has not allowed her for 14 years. Nobel Prize nominee Dr. William Hammersfeld has examined Terry and states her injury is a type of stroke that he treats every day with success. Terry's parents, Robert and Mary Schindler, are prepared to assume responsibility for continued care of her daughter. The American people and the U.S. Congress, Florida Legislature, Governor Jeb Bush, Florida Department of Children and Families, the Vatican, numerous public interest groups and luminary Americans are making public their adamant interest sustaining Terry's life. As an American, Terry Schiavo, Schindler Schiavo, is protected under both the U.S. Constitution laws and Florida statutes, which have been overridden by Judge George Greer. The Eighth Amendment forbids cruel and unusual punishment. Not even the most heinous criminals are starved to death. 14th Amendment protects her human rights as an American. Florida State Statute 744.3215, called Rights of Persons Determined Incapacitated, forbids depriving Terry of food and water. It's a felony. Florida Statute 765.404 requires the diagnosis of persistent vegetative state be determined as permanent prior to withdrawal of life-prolonging means. Judge Greer has refused any further definitive test, MRI test, to ascertain Terry's current status. One thing we know for sure, Judge Greer knows, folks, she is not in a persistent vegetative state. Absolutely ridiculous. We've mentioned this on this air, on this program, numerous times. Vegetative state means you're brain dead, and you are dead, and you're being kept alive by artificial means, which then it is no problem whatsoever, even under God's law, that you be unhooked from machines that are keeping you, your heart pumping, your blood pumping, but you are literally dead. And, of course, anybody that will go to www.terriesfight.org and watch her on video as she moves around and smiles and greets her parents and all that will know that the judge knows absolutely that this woman is not in a vegetative state. Florida Statute 765.309 prevents mercy killings and assisted suicide. Florida Statute 765.404 calls for clear and convincing evidence of a ward's intent concerning life and death medical decisions. Terry is a Catholic. Suicide and assisted termination is not an option for a Catholic. George Greer ruled out pro-life testimony and accepted instead Terry Schiavo's self-serving heresy and his hearsay that he had heard Terry refer to ceasing life support on one occasion. Beau says in violation of Florida Statute 90.602. The citizen's arrest warrant becomes null and void upon transfer of guardianship for Terry Schindler Schiavo to her mother and father or the Florida Department of Children and Families prior to 1 p.m. on March 18, 2005. As the plaintiff, I will physically be present in Pinellas Park at the Woodside Hospice. I am causing this complaint to be widely distributed so appropriate officials will be made aware and may act to prevent this cruel death. As previously stated, the sole purpose of this document and resulting action is to safeguard the helpless Terry Schiavo, Schindler Schiavo. Any action that accomplishes this objective satisfies the citizen's arrest notice, sworn to and certified before a public notary public on this date. I am James G. Bogreitz, a private citizen and U.S. citizen, a resident in Sandy Valley, Nevada. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Colonel Beau, for being there. I've seen the man in action. Let me tell you, he is a formidable force as an individual. I can tell you that I would not want to be the police officer or officers that went in to try to move Beau and take that tube out of Terry Schiavo. But as you know, folks, he needs your prayers. We need to be praying, and praying over this situation. We're going to open the phone lines up now if you'd like to call in and have anything to say about this. We'll go on with the program. But if you'd like to call in tonight, call in on 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. As we said, our lengthy, urgent, time-sensitive message to Sheriff Coates went out today. I followed it up with a phone call. We weren't able to email it because our email is down. I'll tell you, the old devil, he tries every way he can to stop God's people, but we got it through by fax. I followed up with a phone call to his office, and the lady on the phone says, we've got it, and we're going to hand it over to the sheriff. So he has our letter from our Police and Military Association, the American Citizens and Lawmen Association, that's been in operation for over 20-some years now. And I think we hit it real strong for the sheriff. I won't read it to you. It's four pages here. But I think we'll do something with it. I tell you what we'll do. We'll probably call Chris, our website person, and have it put on our website. And we'll do that. If Carol's listening, see if we can get a hold of Chris tomorrow, and we'll get him to put this thing up right away. And, folks, if you'd like to see the four pages that we sent to the sheriff from his fellow peers in law enforcement, police investigators, police professionals, the letter we sent telling him that he should immediately start a criminal investigation and citing the reasons that he should do this, and the suspect, Michael Schiavo, is suspected, and there is evidence to have an investigation that he may have caused her injuries originally, and also the judge is in violation of the laws of the state of Florida. So it will be at Police and Military Against the New World Order's website. That's our organization, one of our organizations for police and military up here in the Rocky Mountains, here at our headquarters. Write that down. It's www.policeandmilitaryagainstthenewworldorder.com. Very easy to find. You can just put Officer Jack McLam in the search engine. If it's easier for you, just put Officer Jack McLam, push the button. You'll come to our website, Police and Military Against the New World Order, or you can type it in, www.policeandmilitaryagainstthenewworldorder.com. That's all one word, a very long word, Police and Military Against the New World Order. You spell out the word and, A-N-D, and then you go back and put a dash between each word. Once you write down Police and Military Against the New World Order, go back and put police dash and dash military dash, and you'll come to our website. Either that or put in Officer Jack McLam, and it'll pop up. And we'll have our four-page letter there. Hopefully, Chris will be available tomorrow to put it up, you'll be able to see what we're doing here at our Police and Military Association. And I want to say, bless all of you out there that are getting involved. I'll tell you, I mean it, folks, when I tell you that the reason the doors opened on that little cabin up at top of Ruby Ridge when Randy Weaver's family was being destroyed by our own government agents, and his son was then dead, and his wife had been shot in the face and died and was laying up underneath the kitchen table in a pool of blood, and Randy had been shot, and Kevin Harris, their adopted son, had been shot. The reason that door opened, folks, was because of millions and millions of prayers that were going up to the top of that mountain. When Bo and I were there at the cabin, we could turn around on that little back porch and look, and the bushes were alive. The bushes all around there were alive because there was 500, believe it or not, that little space on the top of that mountain had 500 militarized troops, law enforcement and military, back in those bushes. Every bush was a human being in face paint, these woolly bully outfits that make you look like a plant. And matter of fact, Bo got in trouble one time because he had to relieve himself, and he walked over to the corner of the little back porch we were standing on and began to relieve himself. He didn't know, you know, what to do, as we didn't want to leave the site there while we were communicating with the Weaver family. Little girls were crying and Randy was crying. And so he just went over to the side of the place and relieved himself. And somebody screamed down below, and the bush down there below was actually a one of these militarized troops. He didn't like Bo very much for that. I thought it was appropriate. Oh, my goodness, that was quite a time. But I'll tell you, folks, that's where this old cop, even though I had investigated federal agents executing people, even law enforcement people, and getting away with it, And we had the evidence to prove these things. I never in all of my life believed that I would look out and see a sea of my fellow officers there to execute a family, a wonderful family, Christian family of little girls and little boys, as we saw that time up at Ruby Ridge. But I'm saying this to you, folks, because God can move in places that man cannot move. He can move individuals. He can bring people down. He can build them up. And so we're asking for your prayers in earnest every moment of the day, tonight and tomorrow, until we have a resolution of this thing that saves Terry's life. Paul, who is it on the line? Gail in Tennessee. Gail, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Well, thank you very much, Jack. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
It's always an honor. You're such a great patriot. I listen to you every evening.
Goodness, that's very nice of you. You make me blush, Gail. Thank you. Hang on just a minute, sister. We'll be right back with you, okay? All right. Folks, well, we're coming up on our break, and this will pretty much close down the program for tonight. I'm sorry I'm so tied up on this issue, folks. I just can't get my mind around these other issues. We'll be back with you and be talking about the Russian modifications and weather modifications and things another day. Be right back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth. Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it.
And we're going to go to Gail in Tennessee. Gail, sorry for the interruption. Go right ahead, my dear.
Okay. First of all, I was just going to let you know that they did pass that legislation today.
Oh, they did?
They did pass it about 3:34 o'clock Eastern time.
Praise the Lord. So
yes.
All we have to do is get the governor to sign it tomorrow, huh?
Yes, exactly. And he's already said he's committed. He said he would do that.
My goodness gracious. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Well, I think there was a lot of phone calls started coming in.
I think so, brother,
yeah.
Sister. That's
because they were kind of stalling on the floor.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, they got overwhelmed with phone calls and they passed it.
Praise the Lord. Well, that's great news, Gail.
Now, something interesting is developing in this whole story with Mr. Shy, though.
Yeah.
It would seem that the former sheriff of Pinellas County was his employer.
That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that his whole family was involved in this situation somehow.
Yes, and the lady that he has the two children with now also worked for the same sheriff.
Uh-huh.
And this sheriff is good friends with Judge Greer.
Okay, that was the former sheriff, right?
Yes,
okay.
The former sheriff.
Yeah.
And now it would seem that the little girlfriend and Mr. Shivo falsified papers to hospice to get Terry into the hospice hospital, and you have to be terminally ill. Well, she was not. And they have since now found out because, you know, such the notoriety of this whole case.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they are suing him for $14 million.
My goodness gracious. Suing who?
Shivo.
Who's he suing, Michael?
Yes, Michael Shivo.
My goodness, that's wonderful.
For falsifying the papers and putting her in there in this hospice when she wasn't supposed to be there.
Yes, well, good news.
So this is going to get real interesting, I think.
It is, Gail, and I was just talking to Paul on the break. And we need to be sure and call the governor tomorrow, regardless. Don't let our guard down now.
Yes.
And tell him to be there at 1 o'clock if something falls through the cracks with Colonel Bo Greitz. And he'll be a national hero. And I hate to see another Bush in the White House, but he may think about it and say, hey, boy, that'd probably ride him right into the White House if he stands up for Terry.
Not that they really need anything to get themselves in the White House. So.
That's true.
I mean, it's bloodlines, you know.
Yeah, we need to, Gail, we need to not let our guard down, but keep praying, folks. And, Gail, this is wonderful news.
Yeah.
Certainly appreciate you calling in.
You have a blessed evening, Darren, and we just have to keep the fight up for truth and justice in this country.
Amen, sister. Let's just keep on applying the pressure until she's saved tomorrow.
Yes, I mean, and we have to do this in all aspects of things. Where we see people being trodden down, we have to have the courage to stand up.
Amen.
Our lives,
problem.
I would rather give my life in doing what was purposeful and meaningful for my fellow man than to live a day in fear of this new world order.
A great songwriter once said, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees.
Absolutely.
And I think that's where we're at in America today.
Absolutely.
God bless you, Gail.
God bless you, too.
Sister. Okay. Wow, what great news, folks. But don't let your guard down. There could be somebody evil in the woodpile, you know, so just keep praying and keep calling tomorrow, and let's keep the pressure on to be sure something that doesn't go south on this deal. And call the governor's office, folks, and ask him to be there at 1 o'clock and be sure nothing happens mysterious, because this judge, for some reason, is in cahoots with this Terry Schiavo's husband. And don't forget, folks, when the Pope speaks about you personally, you got to be real, real concerned about your decisions. The Pope spoke about Terry Schiavo personally about not putting her to death, so... This is an international incident, and keep praying, folks. Thank you for all your help. God bless all of you, and don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. I truly do. Good night.
Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.